Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Oh, this is a gift beyond a gift.
Well, a gift.
You'd expect this to be from Florida. It was from Connecticut. Man called 911 from backseat of police cruiser.
Wow.
Should we ring in on that one?
Did they respond? Did they respond fast or what? Well, like, no matter, cops are right here. You guys are fast. Looks like the cop arrested me, too. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
He's calling the cops to rescue him from the cops.
I don't think he's a real cop. He has a gun and a badge.
Yeah, and the person on the phone to him says, look in your mirror.
Right.
Hey, look.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Yeah.
Show us the back of a police car, sir. You're a dumbass, sir.
Mm. Mm. I didn't know they'd let you get in the back of the car with a phone, but it turns out they weren't arresting him. They were going to give him a ride.
Oh.
To... Hmm. Someone else to
his house?
I don't know. Maybe jail.
Uber?
Hey, yeah.
Maybe jail, but they just didn't talk. Like, I don't know.
They're taking me to the big house.
So he has a phone and he's not handcuffed and he's in the back of the police car.
Oh. Okay.
But now
he has no phone and handcuffs in the back of the police car.
What a wacky situation.
Wow.
It happened in Southington.
Hey.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that your neck of the woods now, Phil?
Yes, it is.
Look at that. See that?
Southington.
All right.
Police arrested a man who called 911 while in the backseat of a police car. It happened on May 5th after police were called to the Cadillac Ranch.
Love that place.
I've seen it from 84. I've seen the sign.
Seeing it and being in there is totally different. You got to
really?
Go in there. Absolutely.
But, you know, when I drive by and I see the sign, I think, well, that looks like something that was really cool about 20 to 30 years ago.
Right.
I mean,
and it's the same exact place it was 30 years ago, but just beaten down.
To me, it's something.
Yes. Like, yep.
To me,
yeah, you got it.
To me, it's something like a Cadillac dealer.
It's like, well, it's they do like line dancing. Like, they don't do like normal club dancing. It's a country, like a, not a country club, but like a country club.
Yeah.
And so they do line dancing, but to like modern song, so you like hear Ariana Grande and they'll do like line dancing. It's fantastic.
So they're confused, basically.
It's like they get together and they choreograph and then they come and they dance.
Okay. They choreograph the songs themselves.
Yes, so. But then you can join in.
Right, but then you join in.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach you how to do it.
Wasn't that basically 20 or 30 years ago as well? The whole line dancing thing?
Well, no, it's been going on forever, but, you know, to take it to modern songs, well, that's a new twist.
Right.
Because there's only like 10 or 15 line dance songs. So
yeah, really.
It's like, oh, you want to play this one again? Not really.
Come on, Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe? No, no. Wow. Mm. Yeah, I've never been there.
Get to get tired of line dancing.
But Jesse Barner Walton of Massachusetts was there. And he refused to leave. He was having so much fun, maybe line dancing, that he refused to leave the bar.
Oh, see that? No. Got to get out, sir.
Now, I'm curious as to, did he drive all the way from Massachusetts to go to the Cadillac Ranch? Or was he visiting someone? Or did he move here and just not change his license?
Right.
Is he really of Massachusetts? So many questions.
And why does he have three names, for Christ's sake?
Street Pete just texted me. Dave Riley used to own Cadillac Ranch.
Oh.
But it was called Fantasia back then.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be he owned Cadillac Ranch, Pete.
No, yeah.
That would mean he had a club in the same building.
Right.
Pete's
on top of things.
Yeah. Okay, Pete. Stick to the court audio. Although, Pete, if you could run into this guy.
Yes.
Pete, find this guy's court date.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it, Pete.
Find this guy.
Yep.
Outside court.
Chop, chop.
Clearly, he likes to talk. He was making phone calls from the back of a police car.
Really? I don't talk to anybody, even Pete.
Police were in the process of giving Barner Walton a ride.
Oh.
When he made several 911 calls from the back seat. Oh, we have audio coming up, too. Hold on. Mike in Milford?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. You have the story?
Yeah, Cadillac Ranch a few years back. I'm not a country guy by any means, but... few of my friends and I went out, checked the place out, and you're right, it's a line dancing bar. But let me tell you, come around 10:30, 11 o'clock, smoking hot country girls come out.
Really?
There are these
really?
Two girls. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Two girls with yoga pants on. They had
yoga pants could be the greatest gift or the worst curse, depending
yes.
on who's wearing them.
Yes, exactly.
Right, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, give it to Walmart.
They had the flannel shirts rolled up in a little knot.
Yeah,
damn it,
the midriff thing.
And they started making out on the dance floor.
All right,
with each other.
Oh, yeah.
So when are they open?
Oh yeah.
Then they
started riding a mechanical bull as well.
No wonder.
Stop it.
No wonder. This explains why.
Wait. Are they employees there? It seems like a place.
No,
some, the just, place would be like, I'll pay you to come in and do this.
This explains why they want to leave.
Jesus.
That's why I called the cops.
It does look like a hellhole from the outside, but you probably will have a good time inside.
First of all, do you want them in yoga pants or like Daisy Duke jeans? With the shirt like tied and then the Daisy Duke jeans and some cowboy boots.
Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Damn.
But is it just those two walked in when you happen to be there or is it like that all the time?
I was the only time I was there. But I don't know. I mean, they could be regulars. I have no idea.
That's like the thing they do at the Jilly's, that place over in Las Vegas, where they have the hot girls come out and they dance and they get on the mechanical bull in Las Vegas. So yeah. I've seen. I have never been.
Yeah.
But you go to certain videos.
I know. I've never been.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
I'm willing to check it out.
We should go.
All right, thank you. I'm getting distracted.
Sorry.
This whole story.
God's sake.
I had this clip I've been waiting since yesterday to play you.
Let's do it.
And now I'm being distracted by girls I've never even seen, but now I see in my head.
Right. There's one a blonde, one's a brunette in your head, too.
Okay. All right. Focus.
Okay, here we go.
There's an Instagram site, something called, it's like Sexy Country Girls or something that I follow.
Really? On Instagram?
Yeah.
All right.
So each girl gets three pictures. So
AJ's looking it up right now.
We lost AJ for 3 minutes.
So it's like a picture of her, like, country, a picture of her, like, dressed up or, like, sexy, ready to go out. And then the third will be, like, a video of maybe her dancing or whatever. Mm. I'm like, why can't I come up with something like this?
Sexy country
girls. That person's probably very rich right now.
Sexy country girls. Write it down for later.
Right. What does Sean and Milford want? I got to play this clip. Sean, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I did a ride with a bunch of guys to Cadillac Ranch one day. And was
motorcycle
a
ride?
For something.
Motorcycle and ride.
Motorcycle ride.
Piggyback. Yeah. Piggyback. Yeah.
And,
that's what I was picturing. Go ahead.
I thought a cop car ride.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
That's good to know. Yes.
Okay.
But we get in there, and I'm trying to buy a round of drinks for me and my buddies. And she gives me this crazy freaking number, and I'm like, how come it's so expensive? And she's rattling off what everything costs. I don't drink, so, you know, I just got a cup of water. She's trying to charge me $3 for a glass of water.
Good water.
Look, if they have girls like that in there, you got to pay the price.
Yeah.
It's like being in a strip club.
No, the girls were like that in there. They were like miserable, and you could tell they didn't like it.
They weren't dancing. They weren't really into it. Just going through the motions, mailing in.
Really?
He went a different night.
That was my experience at Cadillac Ranch.
No. That's compelling. It's the antidote to the other one.
Really?
Yeah. So it didn't really want to make me go back real fast.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I like that we're learning that there's a balance.
Yes.
You might go in there one night and around 10, these hot girls come in and they're in yoga pants and making out. And
I like that one better.
Or you could go in and get charged $3 for a glass of water with girls that are just pissed off. And
I'm guessing Sean was a Sunday.
Unshowered.
I'm guessing Sean was a Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean. All right. We got to play this clip.
Yes.
All right. So a guy from Massachusetts goes to the Cadillac Ranch in Southington, May 5th, and he's 39 years old. He's asked to leave.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to leave.
I don't want to leave!
So they call the police.
Police
come, and they put him in the back of the car. And the story says they were giving him a ride.
I'll give you a ride!
Back to Massachusetts.
Now, we don't know if they were going to drop him off at the border or if they're giving him a ride to their special place with a bed for him.
Ah, see that.
We don't know that.
Hey, you're going back to Massachusetts.
But we do know while he was in the back of the car, he started calling 911. Now, we don't have the 911 call, but we do have the dispatcher calling in the problem.
Sinistra 82, Hartford on the hotline. Pick up. All right, so we just got a call from a resident of our town who said he's being held hostage in a vehicle in front of 121 Allen Street, Hartford. Said he sees a sign for Talus Nightclub. He described the car as a Ford sedan, four-door, color white.
Calling us a hostage?
Yeah. I am being held hostage. I'm trying to get out of this car. The locks don't work.
There's a cage.
The door doesn't work.
There's a cage.
I can't. There's a cage. I'm being held hostage.
And there's some kind of computer in the front.
Okay. Can you describe the car, please? Yes. White Ford.
Right.
Lights on top.
And the driver has a gun. And mace. And a taser. And he keeps on talking with some Miranda person. And now she has some kind of right.
Stay silent.
She has some kind of right. But if I give up that right, something I say will be held against me. I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a threat to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's good alcohol. Damn good alcohol.
I can't wait to hear the 911 calls because he called multiple times.
Oh, good.
They'll probably be released today.
You again.
Yeah, we'll probably have them for you this time tomorrow.
Awesome.
But we actually did some good work and we had some help with some of our friends in police.
Thank you.
Land helped us get this audio yesterday. So we're the only ones who have it right now.
Ha ha.
All right, back it up a little bit.
For Talus Nightclub. He described the car as a Ford sedan, four-door, color white. Said he's in the back seat, can't get out, and the people were returning to the vehicle. Couldn't give me any more information. And then he said he was in front of one.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I'm in the back seat. I can't get out. It's a white Ford. Oh, they're coming back. I got to get off the phone.
They're both dressed in blue. You have some kind of shiny thing on their chest.
Again, he said he was in front of 121 Allen Street in your town. Could see a sign for Talus Nightclub. The victim's name is Mitchell. He called in on a cell phone to us.
Yeah, thanks. Just be advised, in the back of a police cruiser.
Okay.
That laugh in the background was the best.
It is.
Be advised, in the back of a police cruiser. Okay.
Okay.
I like the long pause.
All right.
So they're thinking there's a hostage situation.
Right.
We may end up calling SWAT. This could be a thing.
Gotta wake people up.
Okay.
Nope.
Call it in.
Right.
Southington Police. We may have to notify state, SWAT, helicopters.
Could be a thing.
Oh, wait. We don't have helicopters anymore. All right. We'll send in drones. All right. Let's get ready. Prepare. Get Southington on their way first. Then we'll contact state.
Right. Yep. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh, I love the laugh of the guy in the background. Can you play that again, please?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
False alarm.
Yeah.
All right, we're ordering pizza.
Wait, there's no like, oh, wait, can you confirm that? Can you, all right, more info. Wait, he's in the back. It's like, okay.
Good work.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. My work is done here.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Quick look at the evidence, and yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. It's like one of those Wheel of Fortune puzzles.
Yeah.
You see all the letters, and then it's that one last letter that comes over. It's like, of course it's that.
Damn it. Now okay. I see it. Now I see it.
Okay.
I get it.
I got it. This might be our first Ashley beatdown right now.
Oh, look at that. Right?
It depends on how this unfolds right now. We're gonna
I deserve that.
The investigation begins. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We just played a clip from what we thought was the dispatcher from Southington talking about this guy who was in the back of the police car calling 911, and at first they thought it was a hostage situation. Come to find out he's in the back of the police car.
Right.
Now, as we're going along and playing this audio, Phil recognizes the clip and realizes that we played this a while ago. A long time ago with Foley, and he thought, oh, they're doing a bit.
Right.
And then it gets deeper and deeper in, and he realizes, we don't know.
Ashley's just an idiot.
I can't stop this train now. Like,
it takes a while to stop a train.
And I do have to say, it was a hell of a lot of fun.
It was. Right. We had a good time.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. If you're just tuning in, we were playing this audio, and we thought it was something else. And it's getting lots of texts now, mostly from cops. Oh. Like, hey, that's old audio.
Oh.
I just want you to know.
These are detectives, I'm guessing.
I mean, they said in the clip Simsbury and Hartford, so I'm like, they gotta know.
I didn't listen to that part.
And then I was like,
what do I know about where 911 calls and dispatchers go? And
fair.
And I'm not even listening to that. I'm like, I'm so excited we got this clip, and I can't wait until we get to the, That's all I'm waiting for. I'm just kidding.
Golden.
Like, I know what's coming, and they're going to love it.
So our gift was rewrapped.
The payoff is worth it.
It's rewrap.
Re-gift. All right. I must have been drunk the first time we played it a few years ago, because I don't remember that.
You know my reason.
And then now let's put the spotlight of doom on Ashley. What the hell happened?
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry. I was
Well, I asked you to reach out to Brian Foley to see if you can get some audio on this.
It was sent to me, and I totally missed it, and I just passed it along.
Please read the text that came with that file. When he sent it to you, please read what he said to you.
Listen to that.
Listen to that.
That's it.
He said, well, we were talking, then he said, then listen to that. He was giving me hints on who to contact. He was trying to help me out, and then he said, then listen to that. One sentence.
Oh, he didn't say, here it is.
Right.
No.
He didn't say, here's the dispatcher.
No.
He didn't say, I can't get the 911 call, but here's the dispatch.
Hot right. off the presses. Here
he
it is.
He just said, listen to this.
Right.
Yes, he did.
This is why he's no longer chief investigator.
He did everything fine, AJ.
No,
he just said, listen to this.
Right, this is true.
Here's my favorite part is when you click the link that he sent, it says that it was published in 2009.
Does it?
No one can tell us that part?
Again, I thought it was a bit. Like, I thought it was, I didn't know where we were going.
So what, you click on it and it says 2009?
Yep.
You know, it was one of my clips. He tells me right away.
Hey, Ashley, when you click on it, does it say 2009?
It does say Hartford Hotline.
Well.
Okay. But then again, you could say, I don't know how this stuff works.
I don't. Right. Clearly.
No, but you know if it says 2009, there wasn't some time machine incident.
Right.
I didn't see it.
No, but when you click on it, does it say 2009 to you?
Let's see. I'm looking at it right now.
Let's find out.
Hold on. It says, on the phone, it just says Hartford Hotline, 16,000 views.
Okay, under that line, there's a published.
Oh, 2009.
Yeah, there you go.
And who said we'd never find another Pam?
It must be that chair. It's got to be that chair.
Well, welcome to the show, Ashley.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice to have you.
Oh, the comments.
This is her 2-week anniversary today.
Nice.
Today.
All right. It's going to be a long.
2 weeks.
I just wanted to celebrate.
It's going
to
be a long, bumpy ride, isn't it? All right. I'm going to call you Anne from now on.
In this way.
The comments on the post say 10 years ago.
Failure not helping.
Phil never does help. No.
This is why I thought it was
Stop
a bit. I'm
like, fact checking. Right.
I'll get it. We'll play it. Fine.
Stop it.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, got to do quick sports.
Yes.
It's by the clever prisoner.
And prisoners don't lie. And it's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Well, this was fun.
Yes.
Yes.
This time.
Very nice. Now I need to know. I need to triple check everything from that side.
Yeah, really?
See, I'm not the triple checker, right? I'm like, okay, we got it. Go.
Right.
Let me listen. And then we're going.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then I send it to Phil. I say, take care of it.
And you did. Right. Sort of.
Okay.
Well,
Phil didn't know what we were doing. We didn't say we're going to play, you know, whatever. All right.
I maintain this was the best possible way to do this.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Details, schmeetails. Who needs details?
What's details,
schmeetails.
Yeah. Meh.
Details aren't important.
No, of course not.
But just over 3 weeks to go before the end of the legislative session, the fate of Governor Ned Lamont's highways toll plan remains unknown. Details, schmetails.
Who needs details? Come on.
Yesterday, they had a press briefing. House Speaker Joe Asimoditz was asked about the details of the plan by Susan Raffa, Channel 3.
People want those details and more of them now, and dragging this out is going to hurt the process.
I'll be a little bit of the pessimistic person. I'm normally not. The details almost don't matter. People have drawn their lines in the sand, and they have perceived details. You can tell them 100 times to Sunday that there's no more 82 gantries, and there are 82 gantries. You all are lying. You can tell them you're going to get 40% from out of state, and you're going to offer discounts. And they say, that's not true. Show me how. So it is now become an emotional debate.
It's all our fault.
How is show me how a bad question to ask?
Yeah, really?
Emotional. Isn't this the guy who called us all morons?
Yes, he did.
Oh, it got emotional a long time ago. You know why it's emotional? And I will give him that. It has become emotional. We've been waiting for intellect to show up.
Right.
Anyone seen intellect? Intellect, where are you?
Have you looked in Hartford?
No intellect here, no.
Right.
I'll visit like this whole state.
Is there any intellect in the governor's mansion?
Intellect, are you in here? No, it's not
like,
in here.
Intellect, the dog. Like, we lost our dog, intellect. I haven't seen our dog. Can we put out little flyers?
I'm going to put a poster.
Intellect.
Like, have you seen intellect?
We can't find you, intellect.
Oh, my God.
Intellect. Did you close the door before you left?
Oh, intellect got out.
I think intellect got on a moving truck. It's like, I'm friggin' out of here.
I think it's something about taxes and
life. Intellect left the state a long time ago.
Intellect! Oh, my God, there's no intellect in the whole state.
Intellect. Intellect.
Oh, my God. Oh,
every
so young.
Time I read something, I say, well, there's where's intellect?
Intellect!
Over 200 attorneys with the state getting 11% raises.
There's no intellect there at all.
Where's the intellect there?
No! Where are you, intellect?
Prisoners now going to get free phone calls.
That's so stupid, intellect.
So let's help the attorneys. Let's help the prisoners.
Right. There's no intellect, obviously.
Where was the intellect with that billion-dollar bus route?
The one that has no one in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back and forth empty, just a bus route.
$10 million porta-potties, $10 million studies times 8, land purchase 50 times the value to a donor.
Again, no intellect.
Looking for the intellect.
Intellect!
Yeah, you're right. It has become emotional. You're lighting families on fire. We're going to be a little pissed about that.
Here, intellect!
Yeah.
Come here!
And then he says the details don't matter. The details don't matter, AJ.
Details don't matter! Yeah.
The details almost don't matter.
They also matter!
The details almost don't matter!
Exactly!
Right.
Almost. That'd be so intellect.
Because we're just, you know, well, the gantries went from 80-something to 50-something.
Oh, my God.
The out-of-state percentage was 20, now it's 40, then it was 50, now it's 40.
Listen to intellect.
We're just trying to say, can you tell us what the reality is, please?
What's
the
reality?
The details almost don't matter.
Reality's the cat. Intellect's the dog. We have no intellect or reality. How the hell did they keep getting out?
The cat and the dog. Reality and intellect both missing.
Close the door, for Christ's sake.
One helped the other escape, probably.
Who is he supposed to watch them?
Well, you know, they have this whole credibility thing. Remember the last guy?
We're not going to raise taxes.
And then this guy?
Get those big out-of-state truckers who ruin our roads and bridges to contribute more to fixing them.
Your credibility was a snake. So you have a dog missing, a cat missing, and we have a snake still in the house.
Yeah. Forgive us if we don't trust you.
We're not going to raise taxes.
Get those big out-of-state truckers who ruin our roads and bridges to contribute more to fixing them.
Forgive us if we ask for details.
Shut up, man!
Can we get some details?
The details almost don't matter.
Details with a hamster.
Now, you know, I would say if the details really didn't matter, you would have called this thing for a vote.
You would have called it, yes.
Right. There wouldn't be a problem.
No.
If the details didn't matter 2 years ago when they tried it.
Right.
It was the same thing. They didn't have a plan and it kept shifting.
We have a plan,
They're
really.
They're like, wait, well, you said this, but now today it's this.
Well, you know, things change.
It's not even a 24-hour period anymore. Now it'll change in the middle of the day, then by 3 o'clock before the news, it changed again.
Look at that! It changed again!
That's details. Details almost don't matter.
Oh, this is...
What's a detail?
The details almost don't matter. The details almost don't matter.
Have you ever...
The details almost don't matter.
It's funny from a government official.
Right.
This is a government official.
The details almost don't matter.
Have you ever tried to build something on a piece of property or your own property that's bigger than a 10x10 shed? Oh, the details matter.
Lots of details.
Oh, we want plans. We want schematics.
It takes intellect.
We want what's the grade of the land? How far is it going to be from the structure? What's the materials? We want to be there every 3 days to inspect. Oh, you missed that 2x4's got to move 3 inches. You got to rip this all apart.
So many details.
The electrical, you don't have an outlet over here. Sorry, you got to pull this all down.
I can play tennis. Wrong outlet, sorry.
The details almost don't matter.
Oh, the details matter.
What's a detail?
Try going to DMV and just to register a car and tell them, well, the details don't matter.
The details almost don't matter.
Well, you went out of space.
The guy in Hartford said the details don't matter.
That doesn't matter, no.
Try opening a small business.
I can't. Door's locked.
I'm going to serve food to the public. The details don't matter. Like, well, what kind of food is it? You know, how are you going to prepare it? And do you have this cleaning device? Do you have sprinklers? And do you have this? And do you have that?
The details almost don't matter.
Oh, the details matter.
So many questions you keep asking me. I have no idea.
I'm sorry, that looked like a breaded deep-fried rat. Is that a deep-fried rat?
It's good, though. We have plenty of those.
You can't be serving a deep-fried rat.
Why not? It's on a bun.
The details almost don't matter.
Oh, yeah. That's
the bun is locally sourced.
There you go, see?
This is
the
funniest thing to come out of this toll fight. This is when it's just a building that's just charred and cindered. When the Speaker of the House says... details really don't matter.
No.
Do they really matter, honestly? No. Come on.
Yeah.
We got it covered. We're paying attention to the details. Yeah. You let us handle it. We got it. We got it.
I get more details before I buy a $300 flat screen than I'm getting on tolls. This is an $800 million per year suck job on the economy.
That's a big
The details talent. Almost don't matter. The details almost don't matter.
The details do matter, though.
Details do matter. That's why it's not been called up for a vote.
What's a detail?
Oh, this is the funniest. This is, you know, they've all said some stupid things and done some stupid things. This one's like, well, this guy called us morons, and he said, I really mean it. And then it said,
the details almost don't matter.
It was harsh, and I meant it?
Right.
That was really harsh. I think he meant it.
Imagine trying to buy a house from these people.
Hey, I got a house to sell. Want to buy a house?
Hey, yeah. Well, what can you tell me about the house?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's going to be fantastic, and you're going to want to live in it.
All right. How many bedrooms?
Oh, there's as many bedrooms you like. There's 10 bedrooms.
Oh, I don't need 10. I only need 4.
I meant 2. There's only 2 bedrooms here.
What?
Wait.
You can add 2 more.
Wait, how did it go from 10 to 4?
Well, you can make it 4 if you want. Ask them. I'm sorry.
What from 10 to 2? I need 4.
Right. Now it's 4. Yes. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, it's 4 bedrooms.
I was adding.
Are you sure? Because you said 10.
I know.
You just changed that.
No. You thought you heard 10. I said 4.
Oh. How many bathrooms?
How many do you need?
2.5 would be nice.
What a coincidence. That's 2.5.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Well, I counted 4 as we did the tour of the house. That seems like a lot.
Well, you counted wrong.
But yeah, that's the bedrooms. Right.
Yeah, I sleep in the bathroom sometimes. I pass out a lot.
What's the square footage?
There's at least several.
Oh. All right,
at least several.
I like those details.
I don't have square feet, actually. Mine are normal feet.
Do details matter, no?
No, details to me. Details to me, details. Come on.
Gotta make it about feet.
How old is the house?
Chad Phil! Is that Phil the house not for sale anymore? I'm bringing it up. This is a good neighborhood.
How?
Get that idiot out of here. I'm not selling you a house. Your 5-bedroom house with the 4 bathrooms, yes.
What?
I thought it was 4 bedrooms.
Like I said.
With 2.5 baths.
Maybe exactly. Write it down so Chad you know.
Do the details matter?
Hey, well, if Phil's around. I tell you what it has. It has a roof you can throw Phil off of. I don't want to sell this house anymore. I say good day, sir.
There's only really 3 points you have to land here to get this deal done. It's like, why do you need the money? Right.
Yeah.
And the problem that they have with that argument is we're the second highest tax state in the country. So you could say all you want about, well, we don't have tolls, we're the only ones. But we're the second highest tax state in the country. So, all right, we don't have tolls, but you got the money from somewhere else. So fine.
Right.
So they can't get over that argument. And then, you know, they're giving prisoners phone calls and attorneys 11% raises and raises everywhere. And
the stuff that matters.
It does. Yeah, you're not acting like you need money.
Again, we have no intellect. I haven't seen it.
Right. You didn't wake up one day and just like, wow, we need a bunch of bridges. Like, you've been at this for a long time. You've been diverting from the transportation fund for a long time. You've been blowing money for a long time.
You want to buy a bridge?
We got a bunch of big tax increases. We don't feel like you need more money.
No, no, but I want it. Thank you.
Right.
I have no intellect.
And then the other argument is, you know, number two is, well, who's going to pay and how much it's going to be? And this is the one that they've screwed up from day one. It's 80 gantries, it's 50 gantries, it's 20% out of state, 40% out of state. This one keeps fluctuating to the point where we all know we're being lied to. Even the dumbest person knows there's no reality here.
We have plan number two.
And then the third part, and they haven't even addressed this. Well, what are you going to do with the money? Have you ever gone to get a bank loan? They're like, well, yeah, we'll give you $200,000. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to spend all
Oh, you're going to buy a house? Well, we need to send an appraiser out. We need to take a look at the house. We want to make sure we're getting... They haven't even done that. It's like, we need all this money. Okay, well, you haven't really been good with money in the past, so forgive me if I'm not like, oh, here, just take $800 million.
I have an honest face.
We trust you. You've been known to spend it well.
Thank you. Was that good?
Man, there's not a bright bulb in that bunch. Like, you would think after 2 years ago, they'd figure out, we need to coordinate this effort, and we need to have our S together. Let's all get in a room and get our story straight.
Use candles.
Teenagers do more planning trying to get the car keys on the weekend than these people did trying to get $800 million out of us every year.
I have a hot date there with intellect.
Oh, and here's the kicker. Now they're cutting a deal with Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, to where if you owe them any toll money,
right,
when this toll plan goes through, if you owe them any money, you're done. Like,
really?
You'll have to pay them. So when you go to register in Connecticut, they might say, oh, you owe Rhode Island $500.
You need
to square up with them.
What?
Woman reportedly calls 911, asks how to kill her boyfriend. Her name is Zelda Cotton.
Ah, Zelda. Zelda, Zelda.
I think a name like that would make me pissed off, too.
Right.
I think I'd just go through life pissed off, wanting to kill people.
My name's freaking Zelda.
I'm Mrs. Cotton.
Mm. Try and pick a man.
She's 54. Her boyfriend's 76.
Wow. Used to feeling cotton.
Just wait a little bit.
Really? Yeah. You want to kill him? Have sex with him.
Really? Like, let's do the math here. Like, 8 years at the most, right?
Exactly.
Four.
Right.
Just cook him bacon at every meal.
Just wait a night. Exactly. Yeah. Surprise party one day. Wow.
Yeah, put some grease on the stairs.
Exactly. You know, little things like that.
Yeah.
You have to call for help. You're not being a genius.
We're going to have pork chops cooked in bacon grease with a side of bacon for dinner.
Exactly. And take them smoking. Here you go.
Yeah, and for dessert, lard.
Right.
So Zelda was intoxicated and ranting and raving and swearing when officers showed up to her home Saturday.
Wow.
Where she admitted to hitting Herman, 76, with a VCR tape.
Oh, the ring tape?
Oh, that sounds like a phone. That's not a VCR tape.
No. Right. But he sounds like James Brown.
That's hitting James Brown in the head with a phone.
And he don't feel good.
Well, which movie do you think that she was hitting him with?
The wedding video?
There Will Be Blood?
Rambo?
Citizen Caning?
The Wizard of Oz?
Fight Club?
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Never talk about Fight Club. Independence Day?
Raging Bull? Knocked Up?
There could be a Titanic, those two tapes.
Four ways
right,
to zero?
Yeah, it's like a four tape set.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like The Godfather 1, 2, 3 plus extra footage.
Right.
Eraserhead?
Did we just dude?
You didn't rewind the tape.
Be kind, rewind. Be kind, rewind.
So she reportedly called 911 and asked how she could kill her boyfriend.
Interesting. Sounds like just live with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant thrill.
Right. No, they say kill me thrill. Thrill. No. It's a Freudian slip.
Yeah. Listen to the tape. I said thrill.
Right.
I said thrill.
Right. Yeah.
My phone just crackled at the wrong moment.
It really did. Yeah. I was clearing my throat.
Inmate hid a 24-inch machete in belly fat roll.
Ooh, diet.
Do you really need to know more information? The guy's 30 and he's so fat he can stick a 24-inch machete.
Right.
In a roll of belly fat.
That's like a meatball of toothpick inside.
It's too big.
Oh, my God.
How fat are you if you can hide weapons in your belly?
Yeah.
Right.
And not cut yourself.
Exactly.
Like, it's in there.
Right. But the one thing that's so smooth. Oh, God, it's all moist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't touching that.
So I guess they were searching him before he went into jail. They felt something.
Didn't think that part through, huh?
They also found a gun in his ass.
Appeared and felt to touch to be a continuous piece of flesh.
Mm. Ew. There's something long and hard down there.
That's what she said.
A deeper search of Johnson's body revealed an object of semi-erect nature.
Johnson!
Which protruded to the left of his person.
Who wrote this article? Playboy?
Consistent with male genitalia. Well, when asked if what this was, the suspect answered affirmatively that it's a male member.
Obviously.
His male member.
Obviously, this man needs to manscape badly. He needs a machete down there.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I was doing some gardening.
I was trying to clean up.
And I was wondering where that went.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm glad you found that.
See that?
I got to bring that back to my neighbor. He's been asking for
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I want the feeling of climbing a mountain. The feeling you get like, wow, I accomplished something. This is a life
right.
thing that will impact the rest of my life.
Right.
But I don't want to do the work, and I don't want to be scared S-less.
So eat a pizza. That works.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That works.
That's my mountain.
You know, mountain climbing pizza, one of the two.
Kathleen is here. She's done it. You've done it several times, but let's talk about Kilimanjaro, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Was there a moment during the climb that you're like, huh, this was a mistake?
Yeah, something close to that for sure. So I wanted to get to the top. I mean, that was the point, right?
Yes.
But I wanted to enjoy the whole
process.
8 days. Yeah. I was there on the mountain 8 days.
8 days.
8 days.
That's a lot.
It was.
It's a country song. Sleeping on the mountain. 8 days on the mountain.
That's right. And so the final ascent was probably the night. And yeah, you climb at night. When I said to myself, I don't know if I could do this.
Why are they climbing at night? So so they time it out to when you get up there, the sun's rising.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's I was on the mountain, cool. Like I said, 8 days, and I chose that route. It's called the Limosho route, and it's a beautiful route. But once you get to the final ascent, all the routes kind of join together. So you're up there.
Like an intersection.
Like an intersection. Yeah, exactly. Good one. Mm. And so it's getting colder and colder as the altitude increases. So you put on your four layers. They wake you up at midnight.
All right. So you're tired. You've been on a mountain. It's cold.
You're tired. Right.
Midnight.
You're
it's the whole thing.
You're doing third shift.
Well, yeah. They had previous. So you're at the camp. Hopefully you get some sleep after dinner, which is like 7:30. So you sleep from 7:30 to 12 midnight, if you can. I mean, Everyone's psyched. And, you know,
you're excited.
You're pumped.
It's the final part.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they wake you up. You put on your four layers of clothes. And you get out there. And it's dark. And you have to put on your little headlamp. So
right.
You could see.
Your miner's helmet.
I'm out.
Yep. You know, there's no street lights or anything.
Yeah, so I'll wait for you guys to come back. I'm going to. But right. You're so close to the summit. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So there was only myself and two other climbers who happened to be on their honeymoon. They were from the UK.
Ah.
And they were fitness.
Oh, I know what they wanted to do on that mountain.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, perhaps.
As the sun rose. Yep.
Yeah, we had separate tents.
A different kind of mountain.
Different kind of mountain. Yeah, so anyway, we're going up there, and the altitude hits you in different ways. It can hit you with headaches. it can hit you with stomach issues, and unfortunately, I was the stomach issue.
I like how
person.
Women say stomach issues when they mean diarrhea.
I got to poop.
Like, yeah. Guys say diarrhea, okay, and women say stomach issues.
So there's a code on the mountain when you have to ease nature, right? Okay. And that is, I got to send a message.
Really? So, are you going to write my hand?
Kathleen was like, message. Well, you just sent the message. I got to send another message.
So I was sending
my message. I got outgoing text right now.
I'm going to send a message to this mountain.
All right, can I finish here, people?
Yes, please.
So anyway, so I sent a few messages and...
Wow.
You know, and I was tired. I mean, it's really steep. It's really rocky. You can hardly see. You're freezing your buns off. You hardly slept.
Literally.
So think about all this. And
Well, the messaging.
Every now and then, I kept saying, I just need to rest. I was losing my breath, too. And, you know, when you breathe hard, you feel like, oh, my God, where's the oxygen? So you can freak yourself out.
Right.
So I can really understand. I mean, psychologically, you have to say to yourself, I can breathe. I can breathe. It just feels like that. So you have to do that. Just
right.
Psych yourself up.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
No, I'd be like, bring in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Yep. Medevac me.
And somebody died.
P.S.,
right?
Somebody died that night.
Oh,
she wasn't
Jesus.
In my group. Yeah. So
what? But you heard. How did you hear?
I heard because my guide, whose name was Good Luck, he knows everyone. He's been a guide for like 25 years.
You heard
so
bad luck.
The guide that was in that group told him.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's why he's missed so much.
So it wasn't some guy who went to the edge of the mountain. Somebody died!
No. It was nothing.
Wait, did you hear that?
No.
Wow. So how did she die? Did you know that, or you just know someone died?
I don't know.
So
it
you're
was
sending
speculation.
Messages.
She was
you're
only
short
in...
of breath.
Yes.
Somebody died.
I didn't hear about the death until after I submitted.
She
Thank
slipped
God.
On a message and fell down.
Thank God. So anyway.
Oh, no. She was killed
okay,
by
but we digress. So anyway. So I'm going up and I keep saying to the guide, I got to stop. And, you know, they kept saying to me, Mama. They call you Mama if you are a mother.
Okay.
A mother of
Mira
a child.
Mira, mami. Okay.
Mama, at one point...
Did he say it like Freddie Mercury? Mama.
Mama! Just message, man!
All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Only after she sends a message.
Don't apologize, I think it's very funny. So anyway, I kept asking for a break, and finally, the guide looked at me stern. They're usually really happy. Really happy people.
Yeah.
And he looked at me stern. I think he was using, like, tough love on me, and he said, Mama, do you... want to turn around.
Turn around every now and then.
And I,
that's
you know,
the moment.
So
it's like
thoughts,
either.
That was the moment. It was like do or die kind of thing.
What
right?
do you want to do?
And I don't know if it was divine intervention because my body was saying, I don't know if I could do this, but.
That was the parent saying, don't make me turn this car around.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. It was something like that. And I just said, no, I want to get up to the summit. And he said, well, then get your butt up and let's go together and
climb
do this.
That bleeping mountain.
Exactly.
Climb that bleeping mountain.
Climb
yes.
that bleeping mountain.
And so we did. I can't say it was easy, but he did it like a meditation, a walking meditation. They keep saying poli poli, and that is Swahili for slowly, slowly.
As opposed
so
to
those,
pulling,
that
fatty,
group
fatty.
Of cops that are going, that's what they're going to hear all the time. Poli poli.
Poli poli.
No,
and
police,
that's what it's
police.
Like. And the lesson is, you know, you don't have to, you know, be the leader everywhere. And you got to follow. You got to trust your guide. And that's what I did. And I made it to the summit. And
amazing.
It was unbelievable.
Look at that. See?
Thank you for coming on.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For telling that story.
You're
unbelievable.
Welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tony in Bridgeport.
So I went to Eastside Middle School and a resident bully.
It's Bridgeport?
Diego. Yeah, it's Bridgeport.
Gotcha.
Guy was named, his name was Diego. And he was so dumb, he couldn't figure out how to open his own locker. So I would open his locker for him every day.
He couldn't figure out he couldn't figure out combination.
You're like a Sherpa for that, yeah.
He could not figure out how to do the combination.
Oh. Right, okay.
You know, left, right, right, left.
So yeah, right. So I was out sick for a while, came back, and we were going on a trip somewhere, and he says to me, my locker got robbed yesterday. I was like, yeah, not my problem. I wasn't here.
Oh, boy.
So he goes, well, you owe me $300. I'm like, I don't owe you nothing. He's like, yeah, you owe me $300. I want it by the end of the day.
the end of the day.
Sure, let me just sell
like
some
blood.
Like,
there's an ATM and, yeah. You know, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Hang on, let me just get my card out.
The end of the day. Oh, my God. This sounds like a mob thing. Loan shark.
Right.
So after I spent the day stressing on how am I going to pay this guy, because he was huge compared to me. I was a little guy.
Right.
End of the school day came, I'm waiting for my boss. He comes over, he goes, you got my money? I'm like, no, I ain't got no money for you. I didn't rob your locker, dude. I don't know, you know. So he pushed me, and I busted my Parker Trimmer lunchbox across his head, and he never bothered me again.
What was your lunchbox?
What kind of lunchbox?
My Partridge Family lunchbox.
Wow.
Partridge. Nice.
You hit with the whole Partridge Family.
Hello, world.
Not the Partridge.
He did not get happy.
In the tree.
A whole lot of whacking with what you're receiving. It makes me happy.
Wow.
It makes me happy.
Now, did it leave a mark, or did he cry, or was there blood, or what happened?
No, because once I hit him, the teachers came over and they were like, you know, break it up, break it up. And then we got brought down to the office and, you know, what happened. And I explained what happened. And so he got suspended for 2 weeks and never bothered me again.
Yeah, Mrs. Partridge had a dinner.
Was the lunchbox empty? Did it make like this big tongue sound?
actually, it still had the little thermos thing in it, but yeah, it made a good.
Wow, but did the thermos thing fall out and hit the ground and bust, and now it's on glass inside?
Yeah, wasn't that the story of every thermos?
Yep.
Yeah, you just got a new one, you drop it, and it's like it's shards of. Would anyone like a glass of a little plastic cup of shards?
It turns into a maraca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have soup in it? Did you have a cold drink?
Right.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah. My Bosco is done now.
It's funny because you're a kid. You're in the store with your parents. You're like, oh, I want that lunchbox. And maybe they don't get it for you the first week. And then finally you talk them into it. And you get it. And you're like, I can't wait to get on a bus. I got the coolest lunchbox. And then you get on and it's like, oh. Just give me a brown paper bag.
Yep.
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
You're kind of setting yourself up to be bullied.
You shared my pain, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, with the Partridge Family.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get Batman or...
Right.
No, but even that. Matter what you walked on the bus with, it's like, oh, who's the superhero? Oh, Batman. He had Batman underwear, too?
What was it? Was it the...
look how good... Like, oh,
was it the Partridge Jesus. Family bus or the family playing music?
It was the bus.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
You hit him with a bus.
He took a Partridge Family bus to the head.
You totaled the bus.
Do you know what he's doing now? What's he doing, this
bus driver?
Believe it or not, I went into field of law enforcement, and last I knew, he was at North Avenue. That was back in late 80s.
So. Well, there you go.
You ever go look for him, give him a ticket?
Right.
Give him a Partridge Family bus?
No. No.
Revenge. No. Revenge.
Send him a Partridge Family lunchbox.
Right. You probably get on eBay.
Yeah. Revenge never ends well. If you've watched Game of Thrones, you know, it doesn't end well.
Tone, thanks for calling. Do we need your number?
You're welcome.
Or did Phil get? All right. Yes. Phil got your number. You're in the running for the tickets.
Awesome.
All right. We have time for one
more. See, I like that story.
Yeah.
Took that guy out with a lunchbox.
You know, those are the good stories. There are stories where, you know, someone stood up for themselves and it didn't go well.
See?
They ended up getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, I had a bag of lunch. That one didn't damage at all.
Andrea in Watertown.
Good morning, everybody. Ashley, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I agree with that.
It's early yet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
2 weeks.
My son was in middle school. It was actually a Catholic school he went to. And, you know, he had been bullied by the same girl for a few years. But it was minor stuff because I knew that she liked him. You know, you could just tell.
Right.
And it escalated. Seventh grade, she's knocking his desk. She's knocking books off his desk, everything.
Well, she really wanted him, huh?
Spoke with the teacher. He spoke with the teacher. Finally, I went into the principal. I said, if you don't do something about this, I'm going to do something about this, and it's not going to work out well.
Uh-oh.
And he said to me, next time she does something, tell your son to hit her.
Nice.
What
year was this? 70 what?
First of all, you just told me to tell my son to hit somebody and a girl to boo.
Right.
I was like, no, that is not going to happen. So finally, like a couple weeks later, the mother of the girl texts or emails me, this long email telling me about how my son was picking on her daughter and calling her names and stuff. Wow. I just lost it. They ended up going to the same high school. They became friendly. She grew up to be a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Lucky for him.
You know, my son was very mellow, and I really thank God it turned into a life lesson for him.
Right.
That you're going to have adversity. You're going to have people that are jerks, whether they be bosses or coworkers or student friends or whatever. So it ended up being a life lesson for him, and I'm thankful for that. So.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. The principal just said, you handle this.
Yeah.
Sister Mary.
Sister Mary Rocky.
Real moron.
Can you imagine if that turned into something where she broke her nose and then, like, she was disfigured and then, you know, it was on record that this, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're in the running.
Ending in violence, it's never going to be the right answer, the violence thing.
No.
You know, the kid hitting with the lunchbox. Instead, come up with a different way. Like, you owed him $300. Charge him $30 every time you open his locker.
Right.
Well, you'll come out ahead.
At least 10
times.
Let's
do a payment plan.
Right. Invoice him.
Right.
Right.
We'll have my people contact your people.
Exactly. Right. We'll talk.
Dr. John, thank you.
You're welcome.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.